1919年1月15号中午。
January 15, 1919, noon.
美国波士顿的朱塞佩·阿汤托斯卡正站在自己家二楼往下看。
Joseph Atanasio of Boston, USA, is standing on the second floor of his house, looking down.
他儿子在地上捡柴火。
Her son was picking up firewood on the ground.
突然之间传来一阵。
Suddenly, a sound came.
像是闷雷一样的轰隆隆的声音。
Like the thunderous sound of a heavy storm.
但这个闷雷声可不是从天上传下来的。
But this thunder is not from the sky.
而是就在他附近的什么地方。
Instead, it was somewhere near him.
还没等他来得及做出反应呢。
Before he could react.
又快速地飞过来。
Quickly came over.
两颗像是金属一样的东西。
Two things that look like metal.
伴随着咻咻划破空气的声音。
Accompanied by the sound of whoosh as it cuts through the air.
砸在了他附近的墙上。
It fell on the wall next to him.
紧接着。
Subsequently.
这些小金属越来越多。
These small metals are increasing.
咻咻声越来越密集。
The buzzing sound became more and more intense.
那些东西不断地打在他们家玻璃上、门上。
Those things kept hitting their glass door.
院子里，对面楼的窗户上。
The window on the opposite side of the building in the courtyard.
声音越来越密集。
The sound is getting more and more intense.
越来越快。
Faster and faster.
就跟机枪扫射似的。
It's like a machine gun.
在那三秒钟之内。
In those three seconds.
整条街都充满了这种声音。
The whole street was filled with this sound.
朱塞佩·阿汤托斯卡又看到从右侧方向快速地移动过来。
Immediately after seeing the movement from the right side.
一堵黑色的巨大的墙。这面墙迅速地吞没了。
A huge black wall quickly engulfed.
正蹲在地上捡柴火的儿子。
My son is squatting on the ground picking up firewood.
同一时刻。
At the same time.
街对面。
Across the street.
另外一家人，母亲布里奇特·克劳德里跟两个儿子马丁·史蒂文，女儿特蕾莎也听到了轰隆隆的闷雷声。
Another family, including Bridget Claude's mother and her two sons, Martin Stephen and his daughter Teresa, also heard the thunder.
伴随着一阵强大的气浪。
Accompanied by a powerful gust of wind.
这股气浪有多强大呢？
How strong is this gust of wind?
把他们家房子直接从地基上撕裂开了。
They tore the house right off its foundation.
又给甩了出去
threw it away again.
撞上了附近的一个高架铁路轨道
collided with a nearby elevated railway track.
一下子就把轨道撞塌了
it collapsed the track in one go.
整栋房子也被撞成了两半
the entire house was also split in two.
这瞬间的灾难不止伤害了
This moment of disaster not only caused damage.
刚才提到的这两家人
The two families mentioned above.
整个城市里有21个人
There are 20 people in the entire city.
因为这事儿失去了生命
Because of this, I lost my life.
150人
150 people.
身受重伤
Injured.
12匹马
12 horses
还有数不清的猫猫狗狗
There are countless pets and dogs
各种宠物也都消失了
All the pets have disappeared
听我刚才说的那么热闹
As I just said
那么夸张哈
So exaggerated
好像不是真的一样
It doesn't seem to be real
但我告诉你
I tell you
这确实是真实存在过的事儿。
This is indeed a real thing that happened.
那么这到底是个什么灾难呢？
So, what kind of disaster is this?
那堵黑色的墙是什么玩意儿呢？
What is that black wall?
还有那轰隆隆的闷雷声是从哪儿来的呢？
Where is the thunder coming from?
理解整件事儿的来龙去脉，
To understand the whole story,
咱们得把时间退回到4年前。
we need to go back in time to 4 years ago.
也就是1915年，
That was in 1915.
美国有一家专门做工业酒精的公司。
There is a company in the United States that specializes in making industrial alcohol.
在波士顿北边的一个商业街上，
On a commercial street north of Boston,
建了一个巨大的罐子。
built a huge jar.
这个罐子高15米。
This can is 15 meters high.
直径将近30米，
Diameter is almost 30 meters.
容量非常大，
Very large capacity.
差不多能装进去870万升液体。
It can hold about 8,700,000 liters of liquid.
整个造价花了3万美元，放在今天。
The total cost was $3,000, which is equivalent to $3,000 today.
就得是大约40万美元。
It would be around $400,000.
有人可能问了，这么大个罐子得装多少酒精啊？
Someone might ask how much alcohol can fit in such a large can.
你错了，
We're wrong.
它不是用来装酒精。
It's not for storing alcohol.
罐子里边装的是什么呢？
What is inside the can?
罐子里边装的是糖蜜。
The jar contains honey.
什么叫糖蜜呀？
What is a sugar plum?
你可以把它理解成甘蔗被榨成糖以后留下的副产品，黑不拉几的，又黏又甜。
You can think of it as the byproducts left after sugarcane is fried into sugar are sticky and sweet, but not very good.
甜，这种材料既可以用它做糖果、饼干。
This material can be used to make candy cookies,
也能发酵酿酒，
also able to ferment and brew wine,
还能提炼出工业酒精。
can also extract industrial alcohol.
那个时代
that era,
波士顿是全美国最重要的贸易枢纽。
Boston is the most important trade hub in the United States.
商家把糖蜜储存到这儿，
The vendor stored the honey in this place.
再从波士顿发往全国各地。
From Boston to the rest of the country,
而这个储存罐的位置也是波士顿的黄金地段。
And the location of this storage container is also in a prime location in Boston.
距离港口只有60米
，Only 60 meters from the port.
离铁路线更近啊，就
It's closer to the iron railway.
跟挨着一样，进出货
One by one, they came in.
非常方便。
Convenient.
这个位置太完美了。
The location is perfect.
不过有一点，建这个罐子的时候
However, there is one thing to keep in mind when building this jar.
很仓
Hurry up.
促，参与设计的工程师都不是最专业的。
The engineers who participated in the design were not the most professional.
建好了之后呢？
Once it's built,
也没经过任何的正式测试验收，
without any formal testing or acceptance,
直接就投入使用了。
put it into use directly.
后来有人
later someone said,
说罐子外部钢板的厚度都没达到它应有标准的一。
the thickness of the steel plate on the outside of the can is only half of the standard.
一半。钢材的材质也特别
The steel is also very brittle.
脆，根本承受不了内部液体的压力。
The rope is unable to withstand the pressure of the internal liquid.
这么明显的安全隐患
Such obvious safety hazards.
公司其实早就知道。
The company actually knew long ago.
因为从建完了罐子的第一天开始。
From the first day the can was finished.
而这罐子就一直漏，糖蜜顺着一些缝隙呀。
This jar has been leaking from some cracks.
一些小空眼。
Some little blind eyes.
从早到晚24小时。
From dawn to dusk 24 hours a day.
连续不断地往外渗。公司
Continuous leakage from the outside.
对这种情况的
Regarding this situation.
应对方式
Response.
不是去弥补漏洞维修罐子
Not to patch the hole and repair the can.
而是在罐子的外表涂上了一层棕色的油漆
And a layer of brown paint was applied to the outside of the can.
这么一来
So.
糖蜜渗出来又往下流
The honey is dripping and flowing down.
那一道一道的痕迹就不那么明显了
The marks are no longer so obvious.
但尽管采用了掩盖手段
However, despite the use of masking techniques,
附近的居民也都知道这种情况
The residents nearby also know about this situation.
因为糖罐漏糖这事儿，从视觉上它确实是被掩盖了。
Because the sugar leakage incident was concealed from the visual perspective.
但它的气味是盖不住的。
But its smell is unbearable.
那条街常年弥漫着一股腻了吧唧的焦糖味儿。
The street was always permeated with a sticky burnt sugar smell.
附近的孩子们都把这个罐子当成免费的糖果机了。
The children in the neighborhood all thought of this can as a free candy machine.
经常拿个小桶到空眼那个位置去接糖蜜。
Frequently, I would take a small bucket to the position with the eye and pour in the honey.
或者拿树枝子。
Or get some sticks.
把粘在罐子上。
Stick to the jar.
那些凝固的糖浆刮下来。
The solidified syrup can be scraped off.
当成棒棒糖吃。
Eat it like a candy.
在所有人眼里。
In everyone's eyes.
这糖罐子就是个大宝贝儿啊。
This candy jar is so cute.
但谁都不知道。
But no one knew.
那也是个定时炸弹。时间来到了1919年1月份。
It was also a ticking bomb, arriving in January 1919.
那个时候波士顿的天气有点反常。
At that time, the weather in Boston was a bit unusual.
跟往年不太一样。
It's different from previous years.
上旬那些天特别冷。
The weather was particularly cold in the past few days.
达到了将近零下20度。
It has reached almost minus 20 degrees.
但到了15号这天
But on the 15th,
气温又突然升高
The temperature suddenly rose again.
到了零上4度左右
It's around 4 degrees Celsius.
事发前几天
A few days before the incident,
公司还到了一批来自波多黎各的新鲜糖蜜
The company also arrived a batch of fresh sugar cane from Puerto Rico.
这些糖蜜被注入了糖罐里。
These honey were poured into the honey pot.
本来糖罐里的温度就从非常低。
The temperature inside the sugar jar was already very low.
变得非常高了。
It has become very high.
又一下子倒进了。
Suddenly, it fell down again.
这么多新糖蜜，冷热气温的交替，新糖旧糖蜜的混合。
So many new and old honey, alternating hot and cold temperatures, and the mixing of new and old honey.
这一系列的因素综合到一起。
The combination of these factors
导致糖罐子里开始发酵。
The sugar in the jar starts to ferment.
产生了大量的气体。
Generated a large amount of gas.
这气体越积越多。
The gas is accumulating more and more.
罐子里的压力也越来越大。
The pressure in the can is increasing.
附近的居民那几天都说听到了罐子里发出吱嘎吱嘎的声音。
The residents nearby said they had heard the rattling sound coming from the can for several days.
但大家都以为糖罐使用的钢材是达标的。
But everyone thought that the steel used in the sugar cane was up to standard.
钢材的厚度也是足够的。
The thickness of the steel is also sufficient.
所以没有人太当回事。
So no one took it seriously.
直到那天中午12点半。
Until that day at noon, when the 2:30 p.m. meeting started.
故事开始时候的那个画面发生了。糖罐
The scene at the beginning of the story suddenly became sweet.
突然爆炸。
Sudden explosion.
罐子上的铆钉都被崩飞了出来。
The rivets on the can were all blown off.
就像机枪扫射一样。
Like a machine gun.
往四面八方射了出去。
Shot out in all directions.
那就是朱塞佩看到的。
That's what Giuseppe saw.
伴随着咻咻划破空气的声音
accompanied by the sound of rustling
飞过来的像是金属一样的东西
something like metal flew over
糖罐爆炸了之后
after the sugar candy exploded
罐子里的糖就像是涨潮一样
the sugar in the jar is like a rising tide
像四外排山倒海般的压了下去
He pressed down on the temple, causing it to collapse.
这也解释了苏塞佩看到的那堵。
This also explains the wall that Suspel saw.
快速移动的黑色的大墙。
Rapidly moving black wall.
糖蜜形成的波浪最高冲到了将近八米。
The tsunami formed by the earthquake reached a height of almost 8 meters.
唐蜜冲出去的速度达到了56公里
Hang my speed reached 56 kilometers
每小时8米是什么概念
What does 8 meters per hour mean
差不多是三层楼的高度
About 3 stories high
而时速56公里比博尔特全力冲刺的速度还快
And at a speed of 56 kilometers per hour, it is faster than Usain Bolt's full speed sprint.
所以那一刻在大街上流淌着的糖蜜。
So at that moment, Tang Mai was flowing on the street.
简直是一堵快速移动的墙啊。
It's like a fast moving wall.
这堵墙摧毁了两个街区内的。
This wall destroyed two neighborhoods.
他遇到的一切
Everything he encountered.
很多房子被直接拍碎了
Many houses were directly smashed.
支撑高架铁路的钢梁也被冲变形了
The steel girders supporting the elevated railway were also deformed.
断了，钢轨也坍塌了
The steel rail also collapsed.
电线杆子倒了
The pole fell down
裸露出来的电线带着火星的在空中噼里啪啦的乱甩大街上正行驶着的马车也被掀翻了
The exposed wires were sparking and spitting sparks in the air and the street was littered with debris A horse-drawn carriage was overturned
那些马在粘稠的糖浆里
Those horses were in a sticky syrup
不停地挣扎
Constant struggle
越挣扎陷得越深
The more you struggle, the deeper you sink
最后就完全动不了了
And he completely lost his ability to move
据说当时还有6个正在路边吃饭的市政工人
It is said that there were 6 municipal workers eating on the side of the road at the time
他们连站起来的机会都没有
They have no chance to stand up.
直接就被糖浆给淹
没。Drowned in syrup.
淹没了。
Bob.
几分钟之内。
In a matter of minutes.
本来很热闹的波士顿。
Originally bustling Boston.
北端街区变成了一片深棕色的沼泽。故事。
The North End neighborhood has become a swamp of dark brown.
一开始提到的朱塞佩在蜜糖的浪潮过去之后
Initially, Giuseppe, after the passing of the honey wave,
跌跌撞撞地冲下楼
stumbling and falling down the stairs,
踩着地上的糖蜜下去找他儿子去，那些糖蜜粘在他的鞋底上。
He stepped on the tangy on the ground and went to find his son.
每走一步都是在跟地面拔河。
Every step is like pulling against the ground.
当他到了儿子消失的大概位置之后
When he reached the approximate location where his son disappeared,
开始拼命地挖，拼命地抓，拼命地捞，几个小时之后
After several hours of frantic digging,grabbing and fishing,
孩子这才被找着了。
The child was finally found.
但早已经停止了呼吸。
But he had already stopped breathing.
可他不是被糖蜜淹死的。
But he wasn't drowned by Tang Mai.
而是糖蜜把他掀翻了之后
Instead, Tang Mai flipped him over.
又砸过了一个火车车厢。
Another train car was hit.
他是被砸死的。
He was killed.
此时此刻
At this moment,
朱塞佩的心碎只是整个灾难中的一小部分。
Giuseppe's heartbreak was just a small part of the disaster.
这场灾难只持续了几分钟。
This disaster only lasted a few minutes.
当救援人员赶到现场之后
When the rescue team arrived at the scene,
发现那些死去的人、牲口还有小动物都被糖蜜粘的。
I found that the dead animals and small animals were stuck in honey.
死死的。
Stiff.
根本就没法动弹。
I can't move at all.
随着气温又下降了一点。
As the temperature has dropped again.
那些糖浆就变得越来越稠。
The syrups became increasingly viscous.
越来越硬。
Getting harder.
最后就跟混凝土差不多。
Finally, it's about the same as concrete.
把遇难者的身体给紧紧地裹紧了。
Wrap the bodies of the deceased tightly.
救援人员只能用铁棍子。
Rescue personnel can only use iron rods.
铁锹、铁镐一点一点地把包裹着遇难者的糖壳撬开。
It took a shovel to carefully pry open the sugar shells that were wrapped around the deceased.
才能一点一点地往里挖。
Only by digging little by little can you get inside.
再把人给挖出来。
Take them out again.
当时波士顿所有的医院里
At that time, all the hospitals in Boston
陆陆续续不停地有伤者被送进来。
Injured people kept coming in one after another.
地板上是糖蜜。
The floor is covered with Tang Mai.
墙上是糖蜜。
The bed is occupied by Tang Mai.
床上是糖蜜。护士那白色的制服。
The bed was covered with a white protective garment worn by Tang Mai.
全都变成了糖蜜和人血混合在一起的棕红色。
They all turned into a brown-red color mixed with Tang Mai and human blood.
整个医院成了一个没法用语言形容的噩梦啊。
The whole hospital was a nightmare that couldn't be described in words.
最后一具遗体是在事发后
The last body was found after the incident.
整整四个月之后
After a full 4 months,
在波士顿港的海里被打捞上来的
dug up from the harbor of Boston.
当时海水都被蜜糖染成了浑浊的棕色了。
At that time, the sea was dyed a muddy brown by the honey.
一直到了那年
It was until that year.
夏天才慢慢恢复过来。
It takes time to recover from the summer heat.
糖蜜被踩在鞋底上
Tang honey was stepped on by shoes.
粘在衣服上
Stuck on clothes.
带到了波士顿的每一个角落
Brought to every corner of Boston.
整座城市到
The whole city.
到处都弥漫着那股甜腻腻、黏糊糊、恶心
Everywhere there was that sweet, sticky, and disgusting smell.
巴拉的味儿，怎么处理都是事倍功半。
Dealing with the taste of borrow is a double-edged sword.
实在没办法了。
I'm at my wit's end.
最后只能调动港口的消防船。
Finally, only the fireboats of the port could be mobilized.
用那种大功率的水炮对着街道猛。
Use a powerful water gun to charge the street.
用盐水一点一点地把糖蜜冲进排水沟才算清理。
Once the drain is completely filled with sugar solution, it is considered clean.
完了大部分现场。
Finished most of the scene.
据说在这之后
It is said that after this,
很多年一到夏天
Every summer,
波士顿北部的街道上
On the streets of northern Boston,
还能闻到淡淡的糖蜜味儿。
You can still smell a faint aroma of honey.
事故发生之后
After the accident,
美国工业酒精公司的第一反应不是道歉。
The first reaction of American Industrial Alcohol Company was not an apology.
而是欲盖弥彰。
Instead, they tried to cover it up.
死不认账。
Deny it.
他们说这是意大利无政府主义的阴谋。
They said it was a conspiracy by Italian anarchists.
是他们蓄意破坏的。
It was their deliberate sabotage.
跟自己没关系。
It's not about me.
他们很聪明啊。
They are very smart.
因为那个时候一战刚刚结束。
Because at that time, World War, I had just ended.
确实也经常发生恐怖事件。
Indeed, terrorist incidents also occur frequently.
但调查结果很快就推翻了这套说辞。问题
However, the survey results quickly dispelled this claim.
出在糖罐子本身。
The problem lies in the sugar jar itself.
因为它的钢板厚度只达到了规定厚度的一半。
Because its steel plate thickness only reached half of the specified thickness.
参与设计的工程师也不是专业的。
The engineer involved in the design is not a professional.
甚至根本就没有工程师。
Even there are no engineers.
参与设计，也没有任何的正规测试和验收。罐子。
There was no formal testing and acceptance process for the design.
从建好之后的第一天就开始漏。
It started leaking from the first day after it was built.
也没有泄压装置。
There is no pressure relief device.
所以那不是一场意外。
So it wasn't an accident.
从它建好那天就注定了会造成灾难。
From the day it was built, it was destined to cause disaster.
这起灾难的受害者和很多家属对酒精公司提起了119起诉讼。
The victims and many families of this disaster filed 119 lawsuits against the alcohol company.
由于案件太过庞大
Due to the size of the case,
涉及的原告、律师
The original plaintiff's lawyer,
还有证人的数量也相当惊人。
The number of witnesses is also quite impressive.
最终
Finally,
所有的小官司被合并成了一场大官司。
All the small cases were merged into one big case.
历时超过五年
Lasting more than 5 years.
超过1000名证人出庭作证
More than 1,000 witnesses testified.
1925年4月28号
April 28, 1925.
法院做出了最终裁定。
The court has made a final ruling.
美国工业酒精公司承担全部责任。
American Industrial Alcohol Company bears all responsibility.
他们被判处赔偿$628,000。
They were ordered to pay $62,800 in damages.
这是美国马萨诸塞州历史上持续时间最长。
This is the longest running history in Massachusetts, USA.
涉案规模最大的民事诉讼。
The largest civil lawsuit ever.
多年以后
years later.
每到夏天
Every summer,
那条街上还是会飘来淡淡的糖蜜味儿。
The faint smell of sugar still lingers on the street.
没经历过那天的人
Those who haven't experienced that day,
闻到这个味儿
Smelling this smell,
可能会觉得有点甜
It might be a bit sweet.
但经历过的人恐怕就不这么觉得了。
But those who have experienced it probably don't feel that way.
那21条命最终换来一件事儿。
Those 20 lives finally brought about one thing.
在那之后
After that,
美国每一个储罐
Every American storage tank,
每一栋建筑
Each building,
每一座桥动工之前
Before each bridge is built.
都必须经过专业工程师的审核和验收。
All must be reviewed and accepted by professional engineers.
只是朱塞佩的儿子
Just the son of Zeus.
再也看不到这一切了。
I can't see this anymore.